With the basketball season a wrap, we turn that part of our brains to Oregon baseball. 18-8, home for a non-con series this weekend with UC Irvine. Our next guest doing some serious chucking, 3-0, ERA under 1. He is the big lefty at the front of the rotation. Welcome in David Peterson. David, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? Thanks for having me today.
You know, when I think of pitchers and I look at their numbers, I see Bumgarner with 40, Kershaw number 22. You wear number 3. Does that number have any significance for you, or was that the number the equipment guy handed you?
No, I mean, it's always been my lucky number. I was born on the 3rd of September, and ever since I was little, it was a lucky number, and I've always had 3 in the number that I wear. And before I got up here, I was emailed a list of possible numbers, and 3 was one of them, and I jumped on it right away.
Nice. You know, after your freshman year, you were a part of USA Baseball, which represented America. You played Cuba, Taiwan, Japan, traveled the world, even got to play for your coach. What kind of experience was that for you to be something part of something that's, you know, very unique?
It's definitely incredible experience. The first summer was in the States, and so I got to play against some international competition and wear the stars and stripes and the colors and hear that national anthem with the USA across your chest is it's an unbelievable feeling, and it gave me goosebumps, chills all over your body, and it's something I'll never take for granted. And then last summer going overseas and hearing your national anthem in another country and wearing those letters again was an incredible journey for me, and playing for Coach Horton was even better, and Coach Carricker and all the guys that were with us, it's an experience I'll take with me for the rest of my life and something I'll never forget.
We're talking with Oregon Southpaw David Peterson. A significant change in the coaching staff during the offseason with Coach Wasikowski at Purdue enter Jason Dietrich, who worked at, of course, Coach Horton's old stomping ground. Working with a new coach, what kind of an impact has he had on you and this staff?
It's been an enormous impact. It's been leadership that we haven't necessarily had. Strictly from the pitching side, Coach Horton tried to juggle the head coaching job and the pitching, and now he gets to focus on being the manager of the club, and Coach Dietrich spends all his time with the pitchers, and it's been an incredible change for us and something I know that all the guys, including myself, absolutely love having around, and he's the best thing for us.
We know that pitchers historically have routines. You know, you need to have that razor-sharp focus. What's it going like out there each series with an experience, you know, really top quality catcher like Tim Susnar behind the plate?
Oh, it's incredible. Tim is one of my best friends, and I think that's one of the things that makes us work so well together is the communication that he and I have and how freely we can talk to each other. And obviously he's very talented, and that helps a lot. But just the relationship, pitcher-catcher relationship, because of our friendship, I think has a lot to do with the way we work together and the success that we've had. And it's awesome to see him deal with the younger pitchers because he does so well with them, and he's a leader. Even though he's not a pitcher, he really commands those guys and demands a lot out of them, just like he does for me. And it's been awesome working with him for the last 3 years.
David, along those lines, I know they've had Carson Brashears in for defense, but for the most part, when you throw, you get Bennett in center, McCulloch and Patzlaff, the DP combo. How comfortable are you throwing, knowing those guys, plus Susnar, are your defense behind you, and obviously up the middle is so key?
Well, our defense is special when we're on. I think we all could get lazy at times or whatever you want to say, but I think having the defense behind me, I have zero worries that when a ball's hit off me, that there's someone going to be there. Coach Ullman studies video like no one's business. He absolutely watches where everything's going to be hit and where he needs it for the defense. And it's pretty special when you maybe make a mistake and a ball gets hit really hard, and you turn around and there's two guys there ready to turn it over play to get you out of a big inning. So I can't thank my defense enough, and I love having those guys behind me.
Let's get to March 3rd, the home opener, Mississippi State. It's the top of the first. So you whiff the first two guys, then a couple of singles, then you strike out Cody Brown to end the inning. You end up with 18 strikeouts. Was there a point, you know, maybe at that moment or as the game moved along, where you knew you had a little something extra that game?
I mean, I didn't know about the strikeouts until after the game when I got interviewed, and so that kind of tells you where my mind was at. I was really focused on just throwing strikes and giving our team a quality start, and that's how I approach everything is do the best I can, and that's going to be good enough for that day. And I think I felt like I was getting into rhythm and I was rolling, and the innings felt, once I got done with the innings, they felt good and easy. But yeah, the strikeouts I didn't know about until after, and It was a great team win that night and a good series win for us. And I think it was just it's all the hard work that we've put in throughout the fall and winter and leading up to the season is key for us right now on our success.
Were you surprised at all when Coach came and got you after the eighth and told you you're done? Or was it a pitch count? Were you aware of it? Or was there any discussion about going back out for the ninth?
I really wasn't aware of it. I wanted to go back out and finish it. And it was, in their mind, it was a no-brainer that they were taking me out and giving the ball over. And I wasn't happy with the decision, but I took a breath and have complete confidence in our bullpen. I trust all those guys that they bring in behind us. And so it was a no-brainer for me that we were going to get that win once I came out.
Couple final thoughts for Oregon lefty David Peterson. You know, a game like that where you're in a groove, does it help that it's a one-run game as opposed to a blowout? Because if you're up 7-8 runs, the tendency might be just throw strikes. Or do you keep in tune? You know, is it helpful knowing in a one-run game, one bad pitch, it could be tied or you could blow the lead?
No, I think for me, it's always I'm not going to give anything up. And it's me versus the guy in the box, and I'm gonna. It's me versus him, and my job is to get him out, and that's what I'm gonna do. And I think it showed the Mississippi State game versus the Utah game when it was a really close game versus 10-1, 11-1, and my mentality doesn't change. It's to attack the guys and get the hitters out and do my job. And Coach always talks about when he got a guy on the ground, never let up, and he finished someone, he put him away, and that's always my attitude, no matter what the score is. Go as long as I can for as well as I can and then hand it off to whoever's next.
Lastly, you got UC Irvine Friday, 6 o'clock here, first of three. Two things. Do you have a routine on the days you don't pitch? And what could you tell me about what you've learned about this anteater lineup?
Yeah, I mean, I have a routine throughout the week. I have bullpens and catch play and conditioning and stuff like that, and we have our lifting and all that. But it stays the same pretty much. And in terms of figuring a team out, Coach Dietrich and I talk throughout the week and kind of figure out lefty versus righty, who they have. And this weekend is kind of unique because we've already faced them and I've already got to pitch against them. And so for me, it's seeing what I did well last time, seeing what I didn't do well last time, and then putting it together for this Friday.
So got David Peterson on the line, top of the rotation. So I appreciate your time. Best of luck Friday. Continued success. And hope we catch up later in the season.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
All right. Take it easy.